Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Digital Embellishment Show. I am so happy to be here on the Konica Minolta booth at Graphics Canada 2025 with Eddie Davin, the CEO of Big Dogs. How are you doing today, Eddie?
I'm great. I'm good to be here. Thank you, Kevin.
Dude, Eddie, I got to tell you, I've been around the world. I've seen a lot of people do things with digital embellishment. I have never seen people do what you're doing with this technology. Actually, it's so unique that you even have your own booth here at the show.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about your company. Tell us a little bit about what you're all about.
Well, I started the industry as an engineer. My trade is electronics engineer, but throughout my schooling days,
yeah,
I was working in print, and I was able to work with one of the first color machines. It's the Canon C1000.
No kidding.
And this is back in the 90s, and I was able to learn it, and I learned so much from that experience. Combined with my electronics experience, I'm able to create a lot of products. And in regards to the embellishments, I'm able to tweak the machines and really push them to the limits and offer a really, really good product to our...
I mean, you don't even have to say, because I've seen you bought a Jet Varnish 3DS, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And you're doing things with it that I've never seen before. I think it's completely unique. First off, how has your experience been going into digital embellishment for the first time, doing foils and things? What was that like? Talk me through kind of like your experience.
Well, when I first saw it, I was amazed. I was actually told 6 months ahead, I actually saw the machine or the samples about the machine. And I'm like, being in the industry for 20 years, yeah, spot UV, that's been done on the presses. Foil, you could do that with embossing and that sort of thing, hot stamping. But when I saw the samples, and you gotta see it. You gotta see it in person.
You do.
When you see it, it's like, wow. You see all these amazing, amazing effects. And even to the average user, I mean, they don't really care. It's like, oh, I'm using 3D foil. I'm using 3D UV. They don't care about the terms. They look at this piece and go, this is a good looking piece. They see packaging and say, this looks like a good quality piece because of these embellishments. They make a judgment to purchase your product based on how it looks or how it's packaged. And that is the power of what we can do with the MGI embellishment, this machine. Learning how to use it and create creative patterns. So for example, let me show you this. This here, and by the way, our MGI JetRunners 3DS is great because we specialize in printing long sheets. We can print this long, amazing sheet with embellishments.
Wow.
Now you look at this and you see, this is actually UV. This is not print. So using UV and foil as part of the artwork, as part of your image, instead of just saying, hey, there's like a photo here, let's slap on UV, there's text here, let's slap on foil. No, you can actually do creative.
So the understanding is the design aspect.
The design aspect.
You have to think outside a little bit the box.
That's right.
You know, it's funny because we talk about this too, is don't always embellish the obvious.
Yes.
Sometimes it's what you don't embellish that makes it really stand out.
Yeah,
and one of the things that I really see, like for this piece, your level of detail that you're able to bring to the digital embellishment is probably the best I've seen on this type of technology.
That's right.
Is that something that you guys have figured out? I mean, you've really pride yourself in the quality of the detail that you're bringing. But talk to me, you know, I'm sure that engineering background's come in handy once or twice and figuring out things or two. So don't tell us your secrets, but tell us a little bit more about kind of that quality that you're able to get out of your machine.
Well, Kevin, I'll tell you this. The machine, when it was delivered, not to say... When I say tweak, I'm trying to say make it better for our application.
Right.
Like really squeeze every ounce of capability from the machine. No, when it was delivered, it would actually work great. I mean, we had no problems with it. Intimidating large machine, but it's fairly one of the easiest machines to use. It either, when you click print, if you set up the files, it actually works really well. But when you get to like really fine details, we actually work out a process using the MGI, tweaking the machine, learning how to use it really, really well, and get this little fine detail. I mean, I'm showing this to people from Skotex, from Duplo. They actually came to my booth and I was telling them, no, this is Konica. We're using MGI. And they were impressed. Like, yeah, this is like really...
I'm impressed. I've seen technology really all over the world.
Yeah.
Your quality is perhaps one of the best I've ever seen. So you should be proud of that.
And this is through that MGI Advantage. It's really great.
Right.
Now, doing patterns like this, like I said, incorporating it into your design, this really catches the eye. You know, when you do like things in press, it's usually like a block or stamp printing, but using a digital MGI system, like embellishment system, is great because it's just really fine details. Now, the great thing, and we actually do a lot of electronics as well. So we put video screens and
in brochures.
Yeah, in brochures. So,
dude, those are so good.
So we put video screens in brochures. Well, we started, and we were actually one of the first companies in Canada to actually produce it. Now, we were just using a Konica 6100 just by itself, and we're having a lot of success with that. But because of the nature of the business, and we're competing with China, and a lot of these sellers in China, they compete on price. So realistically, we're just printing regular paper, and we're competing on price. That's what you do with regular paper. But when you add embellishments, you're competing on something more.
Value.
So what we have figured out is that just by even having the machine and presenting the clients as an option, we were able to get 20% retention and new customers buying our products. So they stay with us just because we have the capability. They may not need it all the time, but they want to deal with one person, one factory that can make these products. And sometimes they may want these amazing, amazing embellishments, and we can do it. And it prevents them from going to companies like China, who just competes on price.
Right.
So that is where we are. Now,
you got 20% boost in retention by just your customers knowing that this is something that, should they want to go to it, they have access to.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Exactly. I mean, even we actually had the machine delivered during COVID, so we were even slowed down quite a bit. But just by having the machine set up and showing customer samples and occasionally using it, just by having that capability, the customer stayed with us. The customers went to us because Chinese factories or other factories, regular print shops, cannot do the type of amazing work that we can do with the MGI machine. Another thing that I want to say is that with the MGI, it's great, such a fast setup from the PDF print to the actual getting on the machine. It's really quick. We can actually have a print from PC, pre-press, to the press in 10 minutes.
Wow.
And it's out. And if we only need one piece, we can do that.
Phenomenal.
Instead of doing 20 pieces. You know, when you do stuff like toner sleeking, for example, we actually started with toner sleeking. It's okay.
Most people do.
But it's basically, you will run a lot of sheets. You're going to have a lot of spoilage. Just to dial in that temperature, you're going to lose a lot of sheets. So let's say you wanted 10 pieces, 50 pieces. You're going to go through it. But with the MGI, like, you could just do one piece, 50 piece, a million pieces.
Yeah.
And the production workflow is the same. It's such a great and easy thing. So, I mean, that does save a lot of time, especially if you want to be completely scalable. A lot of companies are set up for low-run production. Some companies set up for high-run production, but we can really scale.
Wow.
If you need one piece to help pitch to a client an idea, so we work with many agencies and print shops. A lot of times they have an idea. It's like, hey, I want to present to my client. I want to use the embellishments. I want to put it on a video screen. I just want one piece to pitch to my client. We can do that.
I love that. I love that. And so, Eddie, I see some applications here that are very novel. I see that you're doing a lot of labels on your booth. I see a lot of, and this is a first one for me, if I'm not mistaken, you made floor graphics with digital embellishment. Talk to us about some of these new applications that you've opened
up. Thanks, Kevin. This is actually very new. So because of, again, we started with focusing on putting electronic devices, whether it's video screens, LEDs, sound chips, into print marketing and signage. Because of the MGI, and the embellishment and all the finishings, we are able to expand our print offering. And to the point that we even have local print shops coming to us with their jobs to embellish on it. So we're really pushing the machines, but part of that is pushing new products, new capabilities. One of the things that we've just developed just for the show is floor graphics. Have you seen floor graphics with base foil?
I have never been.
This is done on the MGI. Like this, look at that, man. Like when this is on the ground, you know, maybe some people walk like this, they'll see it, but it's still from a distance. If you look at our booth, we actually have it surrounded, and we actually have traffic coming into our booth.
And it still looks great.
What is that?
People have been walking on it all show.
Yes.
And it still looks phenomenal.
That's right. So I was even concerned, like, I was like, okay, well, maybe this is not such a novel idea. But, you know, this show has gave us so much inspiration and actually engaging the industry, where we actually have some of the even vendors of some of the equipment, competitors of Konica Minolta.
That's funny.
Look at this and say, wait a minute, how do you guys do this? And I'm like, well, ask Konica, they know.
That's so good.
Is just one thing. This could be a floor graphic. We can actually do magnets. So imagine like foil. So we have foil on a car magnet.
On a car magnet.
I actually tried to use ChatGPT and like, tell me, where can I get foil on a car magnet? I was like trying to do research, how novel this idea, how unique our process is using the MGI.
Unbelievable.
And ChatGPT says, nope, we can't find anything. Anybody that can do foil, and it even sets to the point that you have a very novel idea, you should get it to capitalize on it, and that's what we're doing in the show.
And when ChatGPT is telling you should capitalize on something,
don't believe everything ChatGPT says, but I'll believe this, because I actually, you know, went online to search this myself just to make sure. And this is such, this is providing us with such a huge opportunity. We're having a lot of success with the show. We even do stickers. Now, stickers, people think it's really simple, but I actually went around the show. I went around the show asking label printers, usually the roll labels, hey, can you do raised foil on the sticker? No. I mean, some might be able to do it on a large scale, on a press and that sort of equipment, large equipment, but again, with the MGI, with the JetVinyl 3DS that we have, we could just do, you want 30 stickers with foil? We can do it. You want a million stickers with the foil? We can do it.
Dude.
But even that, let's say even if you want a sticker with foil, good luck finding it. Even in the print show like this, Graphics Canada, there's still nobody that can actually do this. Soft touch lamination with holographic foil. So we have a lot of stuff as well that we could just embellish and work out. This is actually, let me show you this. So this looks like a regular coaster. We actually put soft touch lamination on it, and there's the MGI foil right there, and on the back is actually a magnet, so you know, you can actually put it.
Kidding.
Let me show you the technology part of it.
Show me the technology. So
basically, you could tap this with your phone.
Coaster,
it says you know, tap to see options. So this actually has NFC technology. What is that? It has an RFID chip inside, the same technology that you used in the store to purchase your groceries and tap with your phone. We're using it for marketing. We're actually the first company in Canada to do this type of technology for marketing purposes. We were commissioned by RIM in 2013.
No kidding.
Because even though they manufacture the phones.
BlackBerry, right?
Yes, BlackBerry. Yeah. At the time it was called RIM. That's 2013.
Right.
Yes, BlackBerry now. Even though they manufacture the phones, and maybe they have the capability to generate the hardware, they needed someone to develop the actual marketing platform, and that's just something that we actually did, and from there, it really took off. And we're having a lot of success at this show with NFC. Now, enough of that talk. Basically, you take your phone, and you tap it, and it loads up a website.
Wow.
So you basically, it's a bit slow because of the internet.
The internet is
in this building, I guess. So. But yeah, this basically, I'll do it again. So you don't even need, unlike a QR code, because QR codes can take you to a link, you know.
Yeah.
But you don't need to load up a camera. This is my home screen. So I don't have any camera, and I'm just tapping this on it, and it loads.
That's incredible.
Yeah, right? Now this could be, we can even make it so that you can tap, and it can call you directly.
Hey.
I want to call Kevin. Tap.
No way.
There you go. Or tap to text. So I can tap it and it will text
tap
you. I can even have a pre-recorded text message for you.
Good.
So let's say you have a scenario where you have different marketing materials and they say, hey, tap here, text for more information. When you tap, it already pre-fills what they are actually interested in, and they can click send, and then you can actually reply to it in that way.
So unbelievable.
Mixing technology, mixing either electronic technology or print technology is definitely a way to develop new business, new ideas, push the industry, push what can be done physically. I'll say this. So one reason that we're really pushing hard in embellishment in print is this. A lot of these agencies now, they try to push towards digital advertising, Google. But over the past couple years, and we felt this too, the price that you pay in advertising went up 3 times the cost. The way Google Ads work, for example, and other online advertising, is that you are actually bidding for that
spot. The more
spot.
People are bidding, the higher the cost.
But you're bidding against Amazon. You're bidding against people that are not even selling your product for attention, and that drives up the cost, which is 3 times more than what it was 5 years ago.
No kidding.
I'm seeing so much more direct mail in the mailbox. Even Google sent me the other day a mail on AdWords, and I'm like going, wait a minute.
Wow.
That is very strange, ironic that Google is using direct mail
to push
to
digital.
So this is an excellent way to market your business by direct mail.
Yeah.
I mean, you get so much mail that's just regular print, but imagine this. I mean, this is a door hanger, and we did a lot of new, neat, cool effects. So this is a holographic, right?
But
it actually pops up.
Look at that. That's an awesome cut.
So it actually pops up like a pop-up. So imagine this compared to a regular, non-embellished piece on a door. You go home and you see this.
Which one are you going to pay attention to?
You're going to go, wow, what is this?
Right.
Let me look at it, right? So
imagine
putting NFC in here too. But yeah, this is great. Like the adding embellishments, you know, adds so much. Like, I don't know if you can see it, but there's even fine detail on the roof. The roof.
Shingles feel like the shingles, the windows feel
like
the same.
And then the great thing about having it raised is there's a tactile effect to it.
So it's the touch. Everybody likes to touch it.
Every time I show people a lot of these, especially these embellishments with...
They touch?
Yeah, like this, they can actually feel that tactile. And that adds to the experience.
And you have to point that out. When your customer does that,
yeah,
be like, hey, look what you're doing with your thumbs. That's exactly what your customers are going to do when they get this in the mail or in the box.
That's right.
So, Eddie, I'm very impressed with everything that you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're crossing, I think the word is fidgetal, where it's, it's an actual thing.
That's
where,
a new one for me.
Where it's mixing physical and digital into one experience, which is what we saw with what you're doing with the NFC and the embellishments. Yeah. And I absolutely love what you're doing. If you had one last quick piece of advice for people thinking about getting into digital embellishments for the first time, what would that piece of advice be?
Well, whatever it is, I mean, we started with adding electronics to print to just set yourself aside and offer good, valuable marketing material. Because really what you're doing is you're trying to offer a product that grabs attention for other customers. Everybody's trying to get attention. And how do you market your business? You got to get their attention first. And then you talk about the value proposition. So if it's that, if it's something else, but digital embellishment, I just don't see how you can go from regular CMYK flat print forward other than digital embellishments, other than, you know, the radius.
I tend to agree with you. Like, I don't know if you know this, but that's... I agree.
I mean, like color laser printing and offset printing, that's just a flat basic CMYK.
Right.
They've been doing it since like the 70s, you know, like the 80s for color, if you want to talk about that. But what's the next step forward? This is the next step forward. And this is building so much for us. This is building so much opportunity. It's allowing us to penetrate a new market that wasn't available to us before. And, you know, I'm so excited to see what we can come up with next using this equipment.
I love it.
Yeah.
So. I'm excited too. And make sure you share with us, everybody.
Definitely.
If you want to know more, you can follow Edgar Davin on LinkedIn or social media, or visit his website, www.bigdogspromo.com. And that's dogs, DAWGS, promo.com. Eddie, thank you so much for the enlightening conversation. We look forward to following what you're doing next in the market. And good luck with these incredible products, my friend.
And thank you so much. I mean, the machine has been great, and
awesome.
And this is such a huge opportunity for us to use it, and we're just nothing but ecstatic.
I'd love to hear
can
that.
Can do here.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.